The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Another What's On Your Mind Wednesday. Hi, friends. Scott Hinman here along with Todd Mitchell, K-Fire Radio God. Waiting to find out what's on your mind today at 800-228-0550. Lynn Helms will be here, the Director of Mineral Resources in the great state of North Dakota. Look forward to our chat with Lynn coming up here a little later on in the program. He had the numbers from September as part of what they call the Director's Cut announced earlier this week, so we look forward to catching up with him. About that, we actually monthly invite Lynn on the program to talk about those numbers and walk through them with us. So we look forward to that conversation today. And we'll also welcome Congressman Kevin Cramer for the full hour next hour back in Washington, D.C. It's another talk radio town hall and takes your calls on any subject, any question, any comment. Keystone Pipeline certainly in the news because of last night's vote again. What do you make of that vote, by the way? What do you make of it? All this hoopla that it was going to pass and, you know, give Mary Landrieu a chance down there in Louisiana against, and then it falls one vote short. Really kind of crazy, if you ask me, because, you know, the votes will be there as soon as the new senators are seated, and Mitch McConnell is the majority leader. It's already passed in the House, so it'll easily pass in the new session. So you'd think one more Democrat would be doable. You know, in other words, you got Heidi Heitkamp stumping for this thing, as she has all along. You got Mary Landrieu's political future in peril here. She's begging for it. They can't find one more Democrat so they could say, look, the Democrat Senate under Harry Reid passed this. Now, who knows if the president had signed it or anything, but I find it amazing. And quite honestly, I believe this is the standard on which Heidi Heitkamp should be judged as a senator. Again, connecting her promises as a candidate to her governance. We of North Dakotans should judge Senator Heidi Heitkamp on her effectiveness in bringing Democrats to the party on legislation that, remember, a lot of her campaign was about, I don't agree with Obama and everything. Okay, so get other Democrats that are in the same boat and get it done. I think yesterday's vote is a humongous failure for Heidi Heitkamp. One Democratic vote short. Republicans voted for this in a majority. Every Republican voted for it. They needed one more Democrat. Some people have been taken back by her reference to Hitler. And let me play it for you, because I don't like paraphrasing whenever anybody uses Hitler in any political sense comparison. I think it's best just to hear them in their own words. And so you can judge this for yourself. I'm not as worked up about this as other people, but by and large, I think it's just a good idea not to bring a Hitler reference into anything related to politics, quite honestly. That's the safest bet. And, you know, I guess it's, what is it? It's getting noticed. It's you know, making your point. It's politics. But here's what she said. Listen to this.
I will tell you this. 6 years, when people said, let the process go forward, I said, the process is broken. When it takes you 6 years, that is a day when you really have to examine. And I use this, and I don't use it lightly. It took us 4 years to defeat Hitler, to mobilize a war effort and defeat Hitler. My point is, yes or no. The time for we need more information is done.
All right, so she's using the reference to Hitler in that, you know, we defeated that monster in 4 years, and we're still debating, you know, the Keystone Pipeline. But again, Heidi Heitkamp owns that. Heidi Heitkamp could not convince one more Democratic senator to vote for this. And in my view, that's how she ought to be judged. Are you persuasive enough with the administration? Are you persuasive enough with your colleagues? And, you know, it's great that you're saying you're forging middle ground and you're, you know, trying to get things done and you're trying to find a, you know, a moderate lane where people can agree and you want to have lunches and everything. Get people to vote your way. Point to it. Is that too harsh? Is that too much to ask of a freshman senator? I mean, that's how I'll judge her, but you tell me whether I'm right or wrong. And I again, my general rule would be don't use Hitler in any political comparison context. Just a good idea, but I don't think there's anything, you know, in the way of a scandal in her comparison there. She's just saying, only took us 4 years to defeat this monster, and we're still messing around with the Keystone XL pipeline after six. That's ridiculous. I agree, it is ridiculous. But she owns it. And what's really bizarre to me is they know this is going to pass. So it was a chance for the Democratic Senate to at least own a piece of the Keystone XL pipeline and say, see, we did this. And they didn't do it. Kind of a head-scratcher. What else we got for you today? The Vikings look to be getting set to part ways with Adrian Peterson. Vikes fans, tell me what you think of that. You okay with that? Is it time? We ready to move on? Should the Vikings part ways? Want your take on that, too. 800-228-0550. There's a couple of things. What's on your mind? Tell me. 701-258-0550. Always welcome your email, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can weigh in on Facebook, too. Jim in Fargo, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. What's on your mind?
This Heitkamp stuff, this, you know, I got a kick out. She said, we finally got the debate on it. We got to do this. We got to do it. Who has controlled the Senate? Harry Reid. This is what I tried to convince my friends, when the people that I know are very conservative people voted, they didn't like Berg. They voted for Heitkamp. I said, that's a vote for Harry Reid. Harry Reid, next to Barack Obama, has done more damage to this country than any human being has done. I mean, he didn't allow anything to happen. And she was just proud of the fact that they debated and that the system broke it. But who broke the thing? Harry Reid broke it. And you went along with him.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. I mean, it's just empty talk to say you're upset about it or you don't like it or you want to force, you know, again, this was to me a perfect opportunity to match rhetoric with action. Hey.
Yeah, and you couldn't get your two goon balls right across the river over here, the senators, two senators from Minnesota, to go along with you.
Goon balls, you're calling them, Jim?
Oh.
Well, that's the kindest word I can call them. What's his name?
Goonballs.
You talking about Al Franken and Amy Klobuchar?
Franken, Amy Klobuchar. I mean, you know, neither one of them. Because that's the kindest word I could use on radio. But I mean, they're just they couldn't go along with it. That they couldn't. You know, the Keystone Pipeline. You know, it should have been in years ago.
More oil by a pipeline versus the rail. They don't like rail. They don't want the Sandpiper pipeline coming through there. They don't want coal for electricity. Minnesota's off the rails,
people,
crazy.
And I tell them, the people I want to do, I say, well, here's your environmentalist. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to never drive a car. I never want you to buy anything plastic. I don't want you to heat your house with oil. Then tell me that what your alternative is, sir.
Exactly right, Jim. Appreciate the call. Thanks. He's introduced a new term into our vocabulary. Goonballs.
Goonballs.
I don't know if that should be on our watch list
sure
or what, but Stan and Bismarck listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind?
It's Sam.
Oh, Sam. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Good. Listen, in terms of Senator Heitkamp's vote, I think she has stood strong on her position. I don't think we can really fault her a lot, because after all, there were 14 Democrats vote in favor of it. I think she's just up against very liberal people who are more concerned about the environmental lobby. I didn't vote for Senator Heitkamp, But on this issue, I think she stood firm, and she has all along, and I think she will in the future. That's it.
You're right. You're definitely right, Sam, that she has stood firm. She's talked forcefully about this issue. But here's the deal. I'm just saying, is that enough? And I think what I hear you saying is that, you know, that's being a little too harsh to expect her to do that. One more Democrat out of her entire caucus when they control it? Again, my view is if she says, I'm for the Keystone XL pipeline, I want some middle ground to be forged, everything else, it's just not enough to say that. You've got to actually roll up the sleeves and get something done. And in this case, yeah, 14 Democrats voted yes, but 15, and it passes. One more. I don't know. I just think she owns that, but I'll... Sam says, hey, all she's really responsible for is her vote, and she's been on the right side of this issue, so cut her some slack. Who's got it right, Sam or Scott? You tell us what you think at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
This is the time of the year to enjoy the spirit of the season with family and friends. As you prepare to gather around the dinner table, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to incorporate soy foods into your favorite holiday recipes. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are also easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, there is a soy food option that will help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle throughout the holiday season and beyond. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
President and the Democratic Party have done more damage to this country than you can ever understand was exactly right. And when they take away the world currency from us and China gets it, our dollar is going to plummet. And they want to do that in 2015. And I got news for you. These Democrats have sat idly by and let this president destroy this country. And we are in big trouble. And if the people don't stand and rise right now, We are in serious trouble. Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate the call. Another one of our Facebook debates, by the way, on just how far Republicans who now hold the keys to the Congress, obviously, how far they should go. Should they push impeachment against President Obama? Should they support a government shutdown in the battle over funding the government? And President Obama's expected executive order giving amnesty to illegal immigrants. Why or why not? That debate's revving up on Facebook, too. 800-228-0550. Let's go out to Tioga. Listening on KTGO 1090 Radio is Rocky. What's on your mind, Rocky?
Thanks for taking my call, Scott. I guess I'd like to have a quick refresher of what Senator Heitkamp said last week about how we should give the Democrats credit for their work in getting the pipeline passed. Do you remember that?
I do, yep. She took to the Senate floor and didn't like the fact that Republicans were taking too much credit for Keystone XL pipeline and thought that tone would be unnecessary. She was basically stumping for Mary Landrieu, trying to say, yep. But, of course, all that's a moot point now because...
Right. And I guess what I'm trying to say is at some point you have to call, it for what it is. Either she was purposely deceptive that the Democrats really want and are going to support this pipeline en masse, not just by one vote, although I agree with you that one vote would have made the difference. The point is that she was telling us that she, that the Democrats were really wanting this and that we should not just think that this is exclusively Republican. And I'm just so tired of people not telling me the truth. Purposely deceptive is not okay. And while I understand what the caller a couple of told back talked about when he said that, we should be okay with Heitkamp. She stood, correctly and she voted right. That doesn't explain purposely deceiving us by saying that the Democrats are for the pipeline. And I don't appreciate that.
Okay, so let me understand you. What do you think is this deceptive in what she's saying? Democrats in mass are for it, or that I think what she was saying is I think she was saying give me and Mary Landrieu and other Democrats credit too. This isn't all a Republican deal. Now, again, it seems like a sandbox argument here that belongs with some Tonka trucks or something, not in the United States Senate. But again, if every Republican voted for this and only 14 Democrats voted for it, who should get the lion's share of the credit? And it failed in the end anyway. But what did you see as deceptive in that? I guess that's what I'm having a hard time understanding, Rocky.
If you tell me I'm buying a peacock and it's a canary, you haven't told me the truth. If you tell me that the Democrats are really for the pipeline, and they vote it down, even in spite of the fact it's about to happen anyway, as you have correctly pointed out, you're telling me something that is patently not true. That nobody that I know really believes that the Democrats are pushing this pipeline, and that it's a democratically funded or a democratically backed idea or concept. I don't understand why people can't just call her out and say, you know what, why are you saying these things? Mary down there in Louisiana, she hasn't been for it all the way through. She's only been for it when she's trying to get reelected. There's just this concept that you go to Washington and you say whatever makes sense. I mean, it's like President Obama saying that he didn't know anything about Gruber. You just can't keep making false statements and us not become skeptical. And I'm really tired of it.
I hear you, Rocky, and your frustration is not you're not alone in your frustration. I think that's a big part of the displeasure of the approval rating, the votes,
right.
Everything.
I really am at the point where I just don't believe anything anybody says up there. I can't tell the truth. It's like, right in the middle of this, we have the pipeline vote, but at the same time, the Republicans don't try to limit the NSA on domestic spying. I don't trust any of them. They all. What happens to them once they leave our state and go to Washington? I don't get it. Anyway,
Rocky,
thank you for your time.
No, thank you for your time. Appreciate the call. Scoop the Grand Forks, listening on AM 1100. The flag is Sally. Hello, Sally. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, Well, a couple of things. I was initially going to call on it earlier when the impeachment topic was kind of on the airwaves. I don't know. It seems to me like this is kind of a case where you've got like a pyromaniac running around town setting fires, and the fire department is running around trying to put them out but can't keep up, and nobody tries to stop the guy from setting the next one. And that's why we need impeachment, because this guy is setting, we can't be every place, Congress can't be every place, you know, trying to put out the fires this guy is lighting. You know, I mean, he's stirring up trouble with, well, okay, I mean, you take your pick, whatever your favorite issue is. You can find, he was over in China doing the environmental stunt. He's in Ferguson, sneaking around in Ferguson. He's corresponding with Iran. He's subverting our military. I mean, look at our budget. I mean, which way do we want to go? Obamacare? Immigration? Which way? And we're just running around, and he's playing us like a fine fiddle. Well, when what we should do is stop it all in its tracks and say, okay, we know where you are. Here are the articles of impeachment. I mean, we didn't have any problem impeaching, you know, at least bringing the case. That would slow him down a little bit. Now that we've got a Republican Senate, if they do not follow through on this, we can't ever trust the Republican Party again. I'm sorry to say that because I've been a Republican most of my life. But I'm at that point where, you know, they've got to do something that makes me believe in them again. Now, with regard to that, your comment about Hitler, and no, I don't think there was anything pejorative in that statement that was just where it was just used by the senator. But let's look at it this way, Scott. You think it should never be brought up and used. I think we learn from our history. There are many parallels between what ISIS is doing right now and what Hitler was doing.
Okay, I'll give you that. I mean, if you want to compare evil, but I'm just saying, you know, George Bush was always compared to Hitler. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, that is ridiculous. But you have to remember, too, and keep this always in perspective, that Hitler was not, he did not come rolling in with a tank into Germany. He was elected by those people. And he was going to be the thing that saved them. We have to be careful. We're a free country. We govern ourselves here, supposedly at least. And we need to be informed about our history and the history of the world if we're going to be able to govern ourselves.
That's a fair point. Fair point, Sally. Appreciate that. Jennifer, by the way, says, hey, Heidi, I saw you vote on Keystone. Your Democratic membership card should be revoked. You're a wolf in sheep's clothing. I might as well vote for a Republican in the state if you're going to throw it in with them. You just lost my vote, says Jennifer. All right. Didn't like Heidi Heitkamp's vote. How about that? More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We're brought to you today in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil Can. .com is a great resource about how this industry is helping to meet the challenges the state faces from oil and gas development. Don't forget the 60,000 jobs in the industry, the $30 billion in economic impact from the industry. Find out more about all of that at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources will join us in a moment to crunch the numbers from September from the director's cut. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments for him. I want to get Andrew, who's waited through the break in here, with a comment. Go ahead, Andrew. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Thanks for having me. Hey, I've listened to very compelling discussions all morning long. There's a lot of good arguments, a lot of absurd comments. But I think what we're losing focus as a society is everybody argues Democrat, Republican, and I think the general consensus is that we want what's best for everybody. So a lot of the Heidi Heitkamp bashing that we've heard this morning, to various degrees, I think we need to look at the bottom line and focus on the fact that, yes, she may belong to the Democratic Party, but we should respect and applaud her for voting for what her contingency, the people she represents, wanted, regardless. We don't know to what extent she was behind the scenes trying to persuade other Democratic Party members. Obviously, she didn't have any trouble or any need to persuade Republicans. But in modern times where we see so many people voting party lines, I think we should respect and applaud Heidi for the vote, because at the end of the day, she just has one vote. Regardless of how she's persuade others, she cast her vote the way that the majority wants. In our society, with any subject, you'll never have 100% consensus. And that's her job, is to represent her people, the great people of the state of North Dakota.
No, and Andrew, appreciate that. Another vote in the category of her vote's enough. Not shouldn't be required to bring anybody else along. Appreciate that comment. Thanks, and we'll continue to follow this one on the Keystone XL pipeline. For one, when the Republicans take control of the Senate, the votes will be there. So this will be up again without question before too long. Lynn Helms is the director of the Department of Mineral Resources, joins us on the program monthly to look at the numbers from oil and gas production in North Dakota. The September numbers are in. Lynn, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. How are you on this nice, chilly North Dakota morning?
Doing just fine, as a matter of fact, and welcome you back to the program. Also, by the way, any questions or comments for Lynn are welcome here as well. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Where are you at on this Keystone XL pipeline? There's even some disagreement in the industry whether it's irrelevant any longer after 6 years of debate, and it's obviously been a political hot potato. I know there's an on-ramp for Bakken crude. Is this one more tool in the toolbox for North Dakota that you support? Where are you at on the Keystone Pipeline?
Well, Scott, I'm a big proponent of Keystone XL Pipeline. I was part of the group that flew over to Billings with then-Governor Hovind to talk to the Trans-Canada folks and to the Montana governor, Governor Schweitzer at the time, and get Trans-Canada to commit to that 100,000-barrel-a-day on-ramp with possible expansion capacity there at Baker. And of course, that was a much larger percentage of our production at the time, but I don't think you can just toss away, you know, close to 10% of your production being able to get on that pipeline and get a direct route down to the Gulf Coast refineries. And I think the whole point of moving oil is that pipelines are the best way, and this one would be a breakthrough. I think it would sort of break the logjam, so to speak, of other pipelines that are having similar problems getting through.
All of the above, in other words. We'll take every solution.
We need all the transportation out of North Dakota, out of the Williston Basin, that we can lay our hands on.
So let's talk a little bit about September, a new all-time high for production in the North Dakota with 35,539,051 barrels of oil. That translates to 1,184,635 barrels per day. So the numbers keep going up.
Scott, the news is great on nearly every front, and you're right. A new record oil production, a new record in gas production, a new record in the number of wells up and operating, just shy of 12,000 wells up and operating, which we all know represents only about a fifth of the ultimate well count. You know, the dark cloud on the horizon right now, of course, is crude oil prices, and we're seeing that impact the drilling rig count already and possibly have some additional impacts. And we sure don't want to minimize that, because every one of those rigs represents 120 jobs in western North Dakota. So that's really important. But even with that record new production, flaring came down, and the industry managed to get flaring down to where it needed to be to meet the Industrial Commission's goal a month in advance. So hopefully they'll be able to hang on to that and come in at that 74% capture rate, or in 76% capture rate in October.
Talk about what types of impacts you expect to continue to see because of the price of sweet crude right now.
But what we're really observing is a concentration of our drilling rig fleet into the core areas. We've got the four counties where break-even oil prices are $45 a barrel or less. And so as rig contracts expire or as rigs are ready to move, we're seeing them move into McKenzie, Williams, Dunn, and Mountrail County and work in that core area where there are thousands of wells yet to drill, and the IP rates are much, much higher, and the economics are much better. So we don't expect a major collapse in rig count, but there will be some rigs released, some of the less efficient ones, and we're going to see more concentration of the drilling into that core area where the IP rates in that are much better and the break-evens are much lower.
And when you talk about break evens, how do you know? How do you know what an individual company's break even is?
You know, that's a really good question, Scott, because we don't know company by company what it is. We look at it on a county by county basis, and that probably isn't granular enough. But we have an economics model that we run here on a monthly basis. We've got a type curve for each county, so we can take the initial production rates that they're seeing in that county, put it through the type curve, put it through the economic model, and then calculate what the oil price needs to be to in that county to achieve a 10% or greater discounted rate of return. And that's what we're calling break even. So we know pretty well on a county by county basis, but company by company, that is going to vary, because their cost of capital is going to differ. Their operating expenses are going to differ some, and their ability to market their oil is going to differ. So we can't get down to that level of accuracy, that's for sure.
So, again, this is a crystal ball, right? Where's oil going to be, and what's that impact going to be based on the break even at these particular points? What's your gut tell you? What you know, are we seeing a bottom now? Do you expect it to go lower yet? What is your thought?
It looks like we're seeing some pretty good support at this $75 West Texas Intermediate level. The OPEC countries are backing up a little bit. We saw Saudi Arabia cut their production marginally, 70,000 barrels a day between September and October. And so the market seems to have found some level of support there at $75 a barrel. That is going to take a lot of, you know, new shale plays out of the system for a while. So I think we'll be the reason that there's some support there is that now you're looking at Bakken, Eagle Ford, Permian, and Utica, and those are pretty well figured out. People understand the good areas of those, and they'll proceed with their business there. But this oil price is not going to encourage anybody to go out and try to develop a new shale play anywhere on the North American continent. So it's kind of working the way our competitors wanted it to.
Well, and is there a silver lining in the fact that you know, this is a shale play that is well known and has a vast resource, and to the extent that it's a known entity, that rather than spend capital dollars forging new plays, that the focus could remain in proven plays like this one? Is that a reality, or is that happy talk?
No, I think there's absolutely no question that Bakken and Eagle Ford have a real competitive advantage from the standpoint that folks have been at this Bakken play now for 8 years, and they understand the economics, they understand the edges of the play, and they know what the economics are from spot to spot to spot, and they also know where they can drill and have 100% success ratio at this oil price. So you bet, a huge competitive advantage over, say, if you were going to start something in the Bakken look-alike in southwestern Alberta or something like that, where you still haven't figured out where to put the wellbore or how to hydraulically fracture it.
A couple of things I want to ask you about that have been in the news. One, you have a proposal before the North Dakota Industrial Commission regarding stabilizing oil, a draft field order that I believe comments are available on through today. And the industry's pushed back on that, saying it's over-regulation. Give us a standard, and we'll meet the standard. Don't tell us what the temperature needs to be. Don't micromanage this. What do you say to that charge that this is overregulation and is beyond, you know, just setting a standard and then letting the industry get there?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I got to be careful here with the comment period open and another order that I am going to have to revise and take in front of the commission here in early December. But I think what we're losing in that conversation is the fact that there's a broad spectrum of operators here. And so, you know, the large operators that are running double digits in the rigs or maybe close to 10 rigs, you bet they've got the capacity to go out there and test that oil and prove that they're meeting a standard and file those reed vapor pressure tests, you know, every quarter. On the other hand, there's a significant number of folks that have one or two or three marginal Bakken wells, and they can't spend the money to run those kind of tests and prove that they're meeting the standard. The reasonable business practice for them is to set their treater temperature at the right number and then walk away and let the Industrial Commission monitor that and check that. So we got to look at the whole spectrum, and that's what we're trying to do.
Got it.
With
all right.
Order.
Arnie Bismarck has a question. We come back for Lynn Helms. Don't go away.
We want
all right.
To know what's on your mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well.
I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
You need a truck? Stop and see Brent of the team at S&S Motors in Watford City. Short drive from Williston, Sydney, Montana, not far. Anywhere you are in the Bakken, you'll find the folks at S&S Motors. Or give them a call and just tell them what you want. 701-444-2341. Did I save a bunch of my used Ford F-150? It's fantastic. And Brent of the team will get you anything you want. Need a truck? S&S Motors is your source. In fact, if you need a new one, they'll find it for you. Bring it right to Watford. 701-444-2341. Or stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
Before the top of the hour, and we're continuing our conversation with Lynn Helms, Department of Mineral Resources Director in North Dakota. Crunching numbers from September, the director's cut is out, and Arnie in Bismarck, listening on 550 KFAR, you had a question for Lynn. Go ahead.
Yes, on the North Dakota Petroleum site, there's pages of the confidential well drilling. Can you tell me exactly what that designates or what makes that list up? What it means?
Yeah, absolutely. We run that website, and in North Dakota, according to state statute, companies can apply to keep the information on their well confidential for up to 6 months after the well actually starts drilling. And so I would say 99% of the time companies apply for that. And the statute only allows us to reveal about five different pieces of information on a confidential well. We can put out the oil that's sold, oil and gas sales, and we can put out the drilling or spacing unit, as well as the well name and location. But the information that's available to be released on a confidential well is really just what the royalty owners need to know in order to check their royalty check and make sure they're getting paid for all the oil that's being sold. So it's a state law, allows them to keep all the drilling and production and completion information confidential for 6 months, give them a little competitive advantage, I guess.
So anything on that list is either being drilled or producing, is that correct?
That would be correct, yes, sir.
Okay.
Good
very
question.
Helpful.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for the question, Arnie. Appreciate that. Speaking of questions, we have one from a recent town hall meeting that we've been taking each time we chat with you monthly here, and this one has to do with a question regarding are all reasonable safeguards in place to prevent spills?
Yeah. Well, let me talk about that, Scott. We have pretty strict diking rules here in North Dakota, stricter actually than the federal SPCC requirements. For which came about after, as you recall, the Exxon Valdez and the Susquehanna River, where they had those oil spills in 1990. So we require all facilities built or rebuilt after the year 2000 to have enough dike capacity to contain the largest tank on that facility plus 24 hours of inflow. Now, I think what we're looking at next year, though, is to probably update that rule and say, let's just bring all the facilities up to that standard. There may be some facilities that, you know, since the year 2000, just haven't been worked on. They're older facilities, but they really ought to come up to that diking standard. So are we sitting still on what we have? No, we're not. Our statistics show that 81% of all the spills are contained on a well pad or within a diked area that has a clay liner or a plastic liner. So we're doing very well in terms of containing those fluids and cleaning them up, but we think we can do better, and it probably is a good time to just say, hey, those few remaining facilities, let's bring them up to the standard.
I wanted to also ask you about a story that was conducted, or a story that was out this week regarding a study that was conducted by the United States Geological Service. Talked about random testing of shallow groundwater in the Northern Plains oil patch found no early evidence of contamination from an energy boom that's already seen more than 8,500 wells drilled, according to federal scientists. That's, I guess, not a surprise probably to you, Lynn, but again, further confirmation that all of this activity in huge numbers is being done in an environmentally safe way, right?
I absolutely have to agree, Scott. It was nice to see another piece of scientific work affirming that what we've been doing with our well construction and well site construction rules is protecting the groundwater in North Dakota and eastern Montana. And we knew about this study. We knew it was ongoing, and we're happy to see that it affirms all the results we've ever seen, and even the work that we've done with EPA on their hydraulic fracturing study that was supposed to be finished in 2012, and we're hoping for those results in the first quarter of 15, and then there's another phase to that study. But, yeah, great to see them affirm that our well construction rules, our site construction rules, actually get the job done. And that's nice to have an independent group like USGS come out and show that.
So we have about a half a minute left here, but any predictions for next month? These numbers going to continue to inch up?
Yeah, we're really expecting numbers to keep inching up, especially since the rigs are concentrating in those high productivity areas. You know, we had gotten to that point with those oil prices where wells were being drilled in some of the more outlying areas, like up around Granora, and those have lower IP rates. So we were seeing 1 and 2% month-to-month production increases. But with the drilling and completions concentrated in that core area, we're going to have bigger percentage increases. So we're going to see these numbers continue to inch up. And we've got 600 wells, an inventory of over 600 wells sitting and waiting for a completion. These hydraulic fracturing crews got a lot of work ahead of them as we go into winter. So we should have a good winter. There's going to be some down days, obviously, as there always is in the winter in North Dakota.
But plenty of work to do. Lynn Helms, thanks a ton.
All right. Nice to talk to you, Scott.
You bet. Lynn Helms joins us monthly on the Director's Cut Numbers on What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.